Broadcasting from atop the Hensler Financial Building in the heart of Georgia's financial district, Kennesaw, Georgia, this is Money Talks.
Money Talks,
world headquarters.
Absolutely. This thing will fade, we'll probably get on with a radio show.
I thought you said you were a DJ at your high school prom or something. Is that you? Like you just hadn't? You
I said I went with DJ to my high school prom. That's different.
Well played.
All right.
Well
anyway,
played.
Thanks, DJ. For, yeah.
Okay, this just got awkward. I'm going to step out.
Hey,
I'm
go right ahead. If you can't handle the heat, step out of the kitchen.
That's about that time.
You guys had a little bit of something you wanted to talk about, and how people can go in and maybe protect themselves from the damage that could have been caused by these illicit hackers of Equifax, right?
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, how to protect yourself, you know, how to monitor accounts that are existing that you maybe haven't had a problem with, how to protect your information via email, there's several different, you know, companies out there or organizations that, so let's go into how to protect email before you even get hacked. What's the best way? How can I protect anyone getting my information anywhere? So let's look at email. Obviously, we see a lot of email accounts being hacked in our industry and even our client base. They send us an email, say, hey, somebody's taken over. Don't respond or open any of our documents.
Yeah, we've even gotten emails requesting assets be sent to somebody, and we protect that.
It's become quite common.
Yeah, I mean, but the way that we protect that is we make sure that we talk to that individual before we...
Conversation.
Yeah.
There's nothing like
especially
a
if you're
phone
trying
call.
Trying to tell you to send the money offshore.
Right.
I mean, what better trigger is that than...
I think that's a red flag.
It may be a red flag there. I'm not sure.
Yes, it's the bull and the red flag.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's password managers. Basically, you know, LastPass, you know, RoboForm. There's a few companies out there that you can look that will give you ideas. You know, if you use your social security number and date of birth and first and last name to protect yourself on accounts and or email, you need to reconsider.
Yes,
the way
you're random and
crazy,
not easily discernible by
a very
a
large.
Yeah,
sure.
Shouldn't tie to
multi-tiered type
your other information at all.
Absolutely.
Well, and these days it's the phishing attempts that are really even overwhelming the past, because, you know, it's a much harder thing for the hackers to do to guess your password. And
right.
So now they've just come up with clever ways to get you to give them your password.
Yeah. Right. Click on this fun link.
Yeah.
See pictures of me.
It looks like
this...
it's from my bank.
Exactly. That's what you see a lot. Oh,
yeah.
They try to scare you, you know, into believing that something's wrong with your bank account. You need to log in, and you go to this link right here to log in to figure it out.
Sure.
Next thing you know,
that one's old as
done.
One
but
of the older,
but
older tricks.
They're successful.
They are, yeah.
I mean, they're sending this out.
There's a reason
we talk about this. We talk to our clients about it, and guess what? They're successful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're going to keep fishing in these terms to get these assets and to get the account information.
Right.
Well, speaking of clients, I mean, this is something that we've been seeing a lot lately because of this Equifax issue, and it's coming up, and we're getting a lot of calls on what do I need to do, who do I need to go see or call or, you know, what steps should I take? And, you know, I've kind of been leaning on, and I don't know, DJ, you may have spoken to people about some other options, but the two I'm primarily focused on is obviously, one, the credit freeze that, you know, a lot of people would recommend in this instance. If you don't have a need for credit,
right?
If you don't have, you know, any intent in the near term, the short term, to go and obtain a loan or anything like that, maybe the credit freeze is the best thing for you. I mean, you know, we were talking before the show about the difference between identity theft and just someone hacking your account,
right?
Or maybe, you know, they've got your American Express card number, or maybe they've hacked into your Amazon account or whatever. That's going to be quite different than the identity theft that I think you've got some experience with,
right? Yeah,
and so.
Yeah, a charge for here and there is not necessarily. It's a problem. But you call the card, you call your bank and say, hey, I need that $52 back, and usually they handle that relatively quickly.
It's pretty straightforward.
I've talked about it on air before. I mean, I got caught in the Target hack and as well as the Home Depot. I mean, my credit card has been hacked several times.
Sure.
They just take the number, they go out and make a new card, and they go out using it. In fact, obviously, I live here in Georgia, but somebody, my card company, called and said, are you at the Home Depot in Virginia trying to no, it's not me, I promise you.
That's the really common thing. But coming, I mean, when 143 million people, you know, have their information compromised, chances are there's going to be some identity theft. And so it's not as simple as making this card to the credit card company or call to the credit card company, right? And so, you know, there are some precautions that you'd probably want to take, that credit freeze being one of the most substantial ones. But, you know, some people, myself included, given what, you know, everything we've got going on right now, I can't go and freeze my credit. So what do you do?
Sure.
And this is something I found that a lot of people hadn't thought about or just maybe weren't aware of. But, you know, there's three main credit bureaus. You've got the Equifax, you've got the TransUnion, and the
Experian,
right? So then you get a free credit report from each of them every year. Now, if you go and pull them all at the same time, then you're looking at your credit report one time in, you know,
in the
throughout the year.
Cycle.
Exactly. Whereas if you want or choose, you can actually spread those out and you pull one from each of the bureaus every 4 months. That's going to give you a little bit better ability to monitor the report across the course of the year. So if you need for it to remain open so that you can access credit lines and things like that, you can. There are still ways that you can periodically check in and see if things are happening. And obviously, in the meantime, across those 4 months, you know, keep a close eye on your accounts and things like that. But
Credit Karma. And you're saying, you know, you can pull your accounts, but if you use a service like Credit Karma, something like that, they will alert you. You know, but if you're, if you are a victim of identity theft, you know, the biggest thing is, like you said, freeze your credit if you can. If you're not, you know, pull your reports. Make documentation when you're making these calls to any and every card company, bank, institution, you know, keep a log of what you're doing, who you're talking to, the employee number. You're going to have to file a police report, or it's a good idea to document for law enforcement purposes, because you don't know how, when you first notice it, you don't know how long and how what the extent of the damage is
when
you first start. So you need to start immediately documenting every single thing that you do, every police report you file. So you may live in Cobb, but the theft may have occurred or the purchase may have been done in Fulton County.
Sure.
Well, unfortunately, then you have a jurisdictional issue.
Or even
out of state,
exactly, as mine was.
You know, you may have to call that agency and make a phone report to document this. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to need to get that report from the police department and file. So I was a victim in 2003. And I built a 46-page document that I had to send to all the credit reports, and
wow,
it took over a year.
This was an identity theft?
It was an identity theft.
That
46
hurt.
Pages.
Wow.
So, you know, it just starts off as a credit card. Next thing you know, it takes time. So just document everything, you know, stay safe and you know, be a little bit
vigilant,
anal about it, you know, if you can.
Absolutely.
You've got to make sure that you're protecting yourself the best
days,
you can.
These days, you can't keep a close enough eye on it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's just...
It's too easy for these guys.
Yeah.
They get away with too much.
They're pretty clever. And giving them any sort of a easy pick, like, you know, mm-hmm, we were talking about with an email and you responding, man, that's just...
They get you.
Yeah.
That one mm-hmm response is all it takes. Then they really...
Yeah,
jump
absolutely
in.
Absolutely.
Well, and if you get something that's suspect in your email, I mean, look, call the institution, the organization, you know, whatever it is. That's not the only way that you can verify and guess whether or not this is valid or authentic.
Yeah.
And so pick up the phone, give them a call. Or, you know, I know our IT department a lot of times recommends, look, if you don't trust whether or not this is a valid link, then go and type it into your address bar within your internet browser and go to the page directly that you think it's for, and that way you know where you're going as opposed to where that link may or may not be taking you. And that's going to be a lot safer than clicking on a link that you're unsure of, particularly when it's from someone who
on that link. Go and create your new one, the one that you always use to log
absolutely
in. All right, guys. Well, let's take a real quick break. We do have some questions. In fact, one about Equifax on the other side. Do I invest yet? We'll dive into that when we get back. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to Money Talks. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.